100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. And my tooth feels fine today. Last week, it sucked. And I was like, okay, that's it. And the endo had said, I'll do a root canal. And I'm like, let's schedule one. And it's like, okay, Monday. I'm like, that's all. After 2.5 years of people fighting back and this and that, we'll change out the filling, we'll change out this, we'll do the... Fuck you all. So, yeah. We'll see if this is the end-all, be-all, or if it turns out that the trigeminal and the sinus and everything else is what it actually was. I don't care. I give up. Anyway. But I'm feeling fine today, so... tomorrow we'll kind of, I don't know, never had one of these before. Oh, yeah, whatever. So, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic is candle, and a bunch of you sent in stories. And thank you. Got Christmas around the corner. You've left this under the tree. And let's go ahead and open things up. And this is like the second to last one of the year. So cool. You're bringing your A game. Let's give it a listen.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? Celia's anxiety was through the roof. She was helping out at the church's carols by candlelight service. After Carol of the Bells, she was to help plunge the chapel into atmospheric darkness. Unusually accident-prone, she'd imagined, at the very least, somehow burning the place down. Celia got more and more nervous, so stood right at the back. She was shaking too much to use a snuffer. In one breath, she blew all her candles out and moved all the melted wax from the top of them to the back of a gentleman's jacket. Celia left and never went back. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 1026 with a prompt of candle. So here's my story. Mandy looked from the magnifying glass at the table. The figurine was gone. Everyone else was concentrating on the jewelry box and hadn't noticed. Glancing back in the glass, the figurine was still there. Looking back at the table, it had returned. She next looked at a candlestick, which also disappeared from the table, until she looked again through the magnifying glass and it returned. Mandy put it down. Bilbert held up his hand. You never told me what this ring does. Sabrina swallowed. It binds two magic users together. Bilbert tried to remove the ring. It wouldn't move. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm told that the Roman candle firework gets its name from the ancient Roman practice of dousing Christians in tar and setting them alight. As for Catherine wheels, they're a reminder of the martyrdom of Saint Catherine, who was tied to a spiked cartwheel. It failed to kill her, but it was a pretty gory affair. So it seems that fireworks and Christianity really don't mix. That's a shame. And it's about time things were put right. Which is why I'm happy to torture people and set fire to them, regardless of religious persuasion. And that includes atheists, too.
Well, hello. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic candle. I write by candlelight. No particular reason. I just like the romanticized image of the struggling writer ensconced in their garret attic room, scribing away by the light of a single sputtering candle. That's also the reason I write with a quill on vellum. Sending my stories to recipients can be tricky, though. Delivery on horseback is surprisingly expensive, and old-fashioned mail coaches are hard to find. You know I'm joking, right? It might sound romantic, but that would be a stupid way to write. I do it on a computer and send it by email. Just like you. That's it. That's my story. That's me done. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Job from Hell, number 47. When I and my oldest friends get together at some point in regaling the past, we share the litany of worst jobs in our sordid youth. Jim told the joys of loading live chickens into a boxcar. Mary shared the fun times cleaning crystalline beer vats with a chisel. Gail quietly noted the number of times she sat with a dying patient. Tim said the hardest work he ever did was stacking cases of antifreeze 8 high. But hands down, Wayne truly had the 9th ring of hell job. He spent a summer in a candle factory. Wayne won. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lisa here, and this is my story for this week. It's Christmas and all that jolly polly, holly, folly, and anything rhyming in Ollie, also Molly and Trolley. Who? You may ask. Never mind. Look at the candle. It's Christmas. Festive little Christmas time, where a generous portion of smiles is added to a generous portion of mockery. The fake phone calls with promises of meetings in the new year. Oh, we must. The fake pledges of friendship for all eternity. Best buddies, right? Look at the candle. It's simple. It burns. No promises. No lies. It just is a candle. See? Simple. Why can't people be as simple as a candle? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. Talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Everybody's got their lights up, their inflatable Santas and Mickeys. At night, I walk the street slowly, savoring each display. Some houses are dark, kind of like the pickled ginger between sushi. Cleanse the palate. On to the next house. I've been here for 3 holiday seasons. I've got lights up, red and white. I haven't set up candles for Hanukkah yet. The place is a bit more evangelical than most. What church do you go to is a thing people ask. I did put a mezuzah up on the side door that I use when I go for a walk.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories from you on the topic of candle. And thank you, everyone, for being a part of this, whether you're taking a break this week or you're in this week or you've been here in the past or you've gone to the great beyond or you've come back as a zombie and eaten people's brains. It's all cool. And I'm sorry that I kind of slacked there for a year and a half, but I put all the stories in the feed. I haven't recorded them all yet, but to get ready for the week. And I know that I need to record them because I'm not going to be in a mood to talk or do anything tomorrow afternoon. So, yeah. And I got to make sure that the painkiller that they give me plays nice with all the other stupid pills I take. So, yeah, we'll see. So if you don't hear anything from me for a very long time, maybe I'll come back and start eating brains. Thank you all for being a part of this and putting up with me. And I haven't been putting up with you. I've been savoring and enjoying every week, I think. And thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.